Hanitzuk. Hanitzuk, Rashi says, that's the kiluach. That's if you're pouring water from top to bottom. Well, same thing, it's not called the chibur. The hakatafras, or else water running down a mountain. Rashi says, har meshupa, slanty mountain. She medroyoi mechudet harbe. It's very slanty. So the water is running down a slanty mountain. The question is, the water running down, is that attached to the bottom part, the bottom pool that's on the bottom? Let's say you have a mikvah on the bottom, and there's not 40 saw yet, there's only 30 saw water, and you have this water running down the mountain. Is the water on top running down considered attached to the bottom mikvah to make a kosher or not? Same thing, nitzuk. If you're pouring water, is the top, there is a flow from top to bottom. Really, it's attached. But the question is, since the water is flowing, that's not called an attachment. And the third case is, umashke tefeach, awe shailo. We have a wet surface, like a damp surface. There's enough wetness there that if it touches another surface, it'll make that surface wet also. But it's not really wet there. The halacha is, ein chibur. All these three cases is not called a connection. Lo letuma v'lo letaira. Not if it pertains to tuma and not for taira. So Rashi says, ein chibur letuma v'goin. Hamara mekli tor lekli tomei. If somebody pours from a kli, let's say you have wine that's tor, and on the bottom you're pouring into a tomadika kli of wine. So we do not consider it like it's attached to say the top wine becomes tomei. But no, even though there's a straight flow from the top bucket to the bottom bucket, only the bottom bucket remains tomei. But the top flow is still tor. It's not called that a chibur letuma. Same thing, katafras, if it's running down, and the same thing, tefeach and naslatfiach. And the same thing, what? Vechein, linyan tyro. That's the vechein tyro, linyan mikvoyis. The shali mikvoyis. Shnei mikvoyis, shem biyachimem aboyim saw. You have two mikvahs, one next to another. And neither of them has the shear of 40 saw. The nitzik katafras, or mashka tefeach mechabu nein mechibur. And you have a flow of water from one mikvah into the next mikvah, that's not mechaber the two mikvahs, it's still possible, it's not called the good chibur. So we see clearly here that running water, or else even if the water is still, but it's only a wetness of tefeach amanas latfiach, it's only wet enough, damp enough, that if it touches something else, it makes that damp also. But not that it's really water, so it's not called the chibur. So if so, why by tzirshadayim do you think it would be kosher? Now, as pshita won't be good. So where it says, lo tzricha dika tefeach latfiach. The first part of the Gemara was, lo tzricha dika mashka tefeach. You only have a little bit wetness, that if you touch it, there's damp on your hands. But if your hand touches another surface, it won't make that wet. The first habimina was, it's only tefeach. Tefeach means it's very small amount of liquid, of dampness there. So that the Gemara says, for sure, that's no good. So that the Gemara says, the question is, the ika tefeach lahatfiach. That, like we spoke about before, we're talking about this little bit more damp. The first half of your hand that you washed, you still have some water on it, that much water, if it touches another surface, would make that surface wet. That's called ika tefeach lahatfiach. Not just on its damp, but it has enough dampness to damp something else. Samara says, Hanam etaninev, so that we also learned. Tefeach latfia chibur. That we learned, yes, that is called the chibur. If you have enough water, that water is like wet enough, it could wet another surface, that's called the good chibur. So Rashi says, chibur the tumul atayra. Or kasaka da habimin was, duwa dinle netila. The same svar applies for washing your hands. Techoshev command the yavid bahadi adadi. Again, the question was, you washed half of your hand, up until your knuckles you washed, and you dried them up, and there's a little bit wet left on them. And there's enough wetness that if you touch another surface, it'll wet that surface also. And then you wash the second half of your hand. So the question is, the first amount of dampness, the wetness that's on your hands, on the first half, is that cold, like wetness is there, to be considered a chibur as if you're still washing the whole hand at one shot, or not? So the Gemara says, yes, it is called a chibur. We learned that tefeach latfiach is called the chibur. So Mara says, no, that we learned here is called the chibur. Dilma may be linyan mikvois. Maybe it's only falach of the mikvois. In case we had before, we have two mikvahs, one next to another, and there's a little hole in between. And the amount of water in that hole is a very small amount of water that's only tefeach am not latfiach. That is called the chibur. And I tell you, Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. But maybe only for mikvois it's called the chibur. But not for the tila shadayim. Maybe for the tila shadayim, that's halach, you have to wash your hands. If you wash half of your hand and dry it, even though there's a little bit of wetness there, so what? That's not called a washing. Only for mikvois, maybe it's called the connection. And like Rabbi Yehudi Shita Disnan, we learned, mikvah sheyesh by aboyim so mechavonis. You have a mikvah that has the exact amount of water in there. It's exactly 40 saw of water in the mikvah. Exactly kosher mikvah. Now, v'yodu shnei v'tovlu. Two people went down on that mikvah to be tovlu. So it depends. Shneim v'vatachas tovim. They both went down at the same time. So all the water is still in the mikvah. We're not talking about that the water rises and flows over. Then about it's possible. Talking about that there's enough height in the mikvah itself for the water just to raise its level, but the water still stays in the mikvah. So therefore, if you have two people going in at the same time, very good, the mikvah is still kosher. There's still 40 so water in that mikvah. But what about the zeach azel? Let's say first one person goes into the mikvah, then he comes up, and when he comes up, he takes some water with him. So it comes out, what's left over is less than 40 so. And then the second one goes down there. So the locher is rishon tor, v'yashayni tamei. The second one is tamei still. The mikvah is no good for him. Because when he went down there, there's no more 40 saw there. Some water went up with the first one. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im hoyu raglov sherishoy negas b'mayim. If the feet of the first one is touching the water still, is af hasheni tor. Then even the second one is still tor. In other words, the first one went down to the mikveh and came up. But if his feet are still touching the water, so the water on his body is still considered a connection to the mikvah. Like the water on his body, since it's tofeach, amenas latfiach, even though it's not really wet, it's just damp there, but it's damp enough to touch another place. You make that place wet also. That's called tofeach, amenas latfiach, and it's called the chibur. So we consider all the water on the person's body as if it's still connected to the mikvah. So we still have 40 saw in the mikvah. Then when the second one goes down to the mikvah, it's kosher. But again, that's why he asked it for a shayla. Because not that we say here, it's a chibur, maybe it's on the limic voice. But for the tila shidoyim, he has it for a shayla. That was a sofik. Rav Chizda asked the shayla, sofik, is yesh to tila chatsoyim anat. But that was ilfam, ilfa shayla. Yedai to tila chatsoyim anat. The Gemara doesn't answer it. Yeah. Right. Gemara says now, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Harei Amru, it was said, we learned, that Habo Roishoy Veruba B'mayim Shuvim. If somebody goes into a swimming pool, he goes into Mayim Shuvim. He goes into water that was fetched through a kli. The loch will soon see, or else if you're a Torah-digger person, She'noflu Aroishav Yaruba Shloish Lugum Mayim Shuvim, or else they poured on top of you three lugum of water from a pitcher, a locher is tamei. With the rabbanon, in both these two cases is tamei. If you go into mayim shuvim, most of your body goes into mayim shuvim, or else they pour on top of you three lugum of mayim shuvim. With the rabbanon, you tamei ti truma. You're not allowed to eat truma with the rabbanon. So Rashi says the first big line tamei le truma. Rashi says ad she yitvol till you go to the mikvah. Or megzeres shmei nasa davarhi. This is one of the megzeres. I've learned the parakam with himself the Shabbos. The more they explains that the Shoylem Morris Ruchim, but then mikvahs used to be outside in water that was Ruchim, that was smelling already. The stuff there, bad water, they used to go to the mikvah. So what do? Oliyachad Sfilo Yeretzin. After they went to the mikvah, the dirty mikvah, they used to go and take wash themselves off. The Shuvim used to go into a bath, or else they used to throw water on top of them. And then people used to say, listen, the dirty mikvah, that's not metayu anymore. The clean water we go into or we throw on top of us, that's what's metayrus. So people will stop going to the mikvah and just pour, go to a shower. So therefore the Rabbanu made a gzera that if you just throw gimalugimayim shuvim on top of you, or else you go into a bath, or most of your body fits into the bath of mayim shuvim, you become tamer if you can't eat truma. If you're a kain, it's also if you eat truma. Now, boy Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the shayla, what's going to be chetzi of the diya of a chetzi ben tefila? Let's say half of your body went into the bath. So you're not tummy yet, because only halacha is roishay v'rubay. You have to have most of your body going in there. Let's say only half of your body went into the bath. but the chesed benefila. Then the other half of your body, they pour on top of you, gimelugamayim. So what's the lachamai teiku? And this he has a suffix. Like, we put these two takonas together or not? Was a takona bedavka if you put most of your body into the bath? Or else if you throw on top of your whole body, gimelugim. But if you only have halfway each way, that's a suffix if you're tamei or not. Boy, Omar Rapapapa says like this, Harayamu we learned, Baal Keri Chayla, or Baal Keri, person let out Zerah, and he's sick. So the Lacha is, I'm in the Ikira Din, at the Konis Ezra, that Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah, until he goes to the Mikvah. So there's a cool left that Baal Keri is sick, Shenosnu Olav, Tisha Kabimayim Tor, that they pour on top of him, Tisha Kabimayim, 9 kavim of water goes on top of him, he becomes Tor. He's Tor from his tomb as Keri, Midirabonin, that our Kopon is allowed to learn Torah. To make him Tor Midirabonin, he has to go to the Mikvah. Like, he can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, he's still Tamei. But that Ezra made a takona, that you can't learn Torah unless you go to the Mikvah. So if the Baal Keri was a chayla, sick person, it's enough for him to put on top of him, Tisha Kabimayim. Now, Boy Rapopo, Papa Yasser for Shaila. What's going to be chetziv b'tfila? Half of his body he puts into the mikvah. The chetziv b'nesina. And on the other half of the body he pours on top of him tisha mayim. My, what's the loch? Is this bakeri mutter to learn Torah or not? Take a more obliged by something. So it could be either you have to put your whole body into the mikvah, or else you have to pour this tisha kabim on your whole body. But halfway, maybe it's no good. So my, we pass the Gemara. Brachas, the basman hazed, bottle. Takonis Ezra, that you're allowed to learn Torah and Daven even though you don't go to the mikvah. However, there is a maila of pouring upon yourself Tisha Kabin. Maisa lachroin amaleka with a shower also. If you stay under the shower, you mishaya that 9 kavim of water goes on top of you, that's also a taira of Tisha Kabin for Baal Keri. So, what? Right. Mila Tishin. Echudan mefona nechta, v'echudan mefona nechta. Mishnah says that one shliach, one person says the point of Nichtov, and one says the point of Nichtov, it's possible. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yud, Omer Rav Yechanan, Loishonu was only said in the Mishnah that it's possible. In other words, the Takanas was when the Shliach brings the get, the Shliach has to say everything. One Shliach has to say the point of Nichtov and the point of Nichtov. He has to tell us that he saw it written and he saw it trying. If he only sees one and somebody else sees the other one, it's no good. And this thing, Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechanan, Loishanu." This was only learned. Loishanu Balishain Haget Yaitzim Mitachas Yedei Shneim. We're only talking about that both of them are not shluchim. Like only one was a shliach, and the second one is sound like an edecha coming and telling us. That's when it's no good, because then the shliach is only saying before Nechtov, and that's no good. The takana is that the shliach has to tell us before Nechtov and before Nechtov. Avo, but what's going to be Get Yaitzim Mitachas Yedei Shneim? Let's say both of them are shluchim. Both of them are holding. Rashi says shneim adukim boy shneim shluchim. They're both bless Rashi. They're both holding on to the get, and they're both shluchim. And one says before nichtam, the one says before nichtam. Then it's.